desperate as the day that is tomorrow. For those who do not know, the time has come to whip the dogs that beg, steal or borrow. From the table God set for his son, wicked is the witch that stands for nothing. All the while watch, see you fall. Deeper than the ditch that bred your suffering, the one being dug right now.
With so many of us working on putting our minds to these problems, we will get to the solutions that we need to establish global freedom. People who come from love arrive and look about them at the mess they find and ask, what can be done about it? What can I do to help? And depending on the precise scene that holds them, they devise a solution. What we're doing now, all of us engaged in this conversation about furthering our transition to freedom, is putting those solutions together to show the truth from every angle so that we have a solid grasp of it. Karl Popper showing us the roots of totalitarianism in the philosophy of Plato as fascism ranged around him. Proudhon, Alice Miller, Martin Bernal and Emmanuel Wallerstein bringing important parts of the story of the self-invention of the Plato's tribesmen. Most importantly, the institution of systematic means for destroying the will of children in order to turn them into functionaries and defenders of the state. And it is here where Alice Miller's solution and that of Prince merges with Proudhon's and Kropotkin's in our design of education, merges in the words self-love, putting oneself first. Emily and Nicola and Prince are prophets who see the dawn beyond the distress and prepare us to fight for it. What we're doing now, all of us engaged in this conversation about furthering our transition to freedom, is putting the solutions given us by our emissaries from love together so that the truth, shown from every angle, such that it cannot be denied, shines unequivocally, stands so clearly from those lights brightly shining, that it brings the critical mass to see the truth of the intentional suppression of our inherent freedom by a minuscule number of highly organized folk, emboldened by the theft of Nikola Tesla's weapon. Such a heavy and continuous stream of propaganda we're being hit with from power of late on this matter of the truth suggests the throes they are in, that we are becoming very adept at teasing out their tangled web of lies so that we are no longer buying. For instance, this from a New York Times columnist writing on August 22nd, 2017, quote, "The truth is plural. There is no one and correct answer to the big political questions." And my comment, notice the bait and switch, and this is within an argument that is itself a bait and switch, as we are given a paced-up villain, Trump, whose actual title, assigned by the hidden power guys, should be secret fixer or official culprit or bad daddy decoy, the puppet who takes the blame, while the orchestrators position themselves to appear as saviors. Continuing, there is no one and correct answer to the big political questions. Instead, politics is usually a tension between two or more views, each of which possesses a piece of the truth. Notice he just contradicted himself. The truth, he admits, is singular. And notice how delicately he forbore to mention that these views are rather versions of one story, rule. And only that story, the story of class, is allowed access to major media, i.e., to the people's mind. Continuing. Sometimes immigration restrictions should be loosened to bring in new people and new dynamism. Sometimes they should be tightened to ensure national cohesion. My comment, notice the hidden totalitarianism. Class is all there is. There is no alternative, we are told. Proudhon begs to differ. Prince begs to differ. We beg to differ. This truth is vague campaign carries the obvious intent to confuse and delay the building resistance, to, they hope, insinuate doubt sufficient to distract us from it. We whose eyes are now coming to see our inherent right to be without keepers of any kind. Having not seen it, I can only hope that a recent reprise of Rashomon, the Akira Kurosawa film about conflicting perceptions of a violent event, is not being used for this purpose, to plant the power propaganda that there are many truths varying with point of view, when the point is just the opposite, that truth is one, is singular, is love. As Prince put it in Planet Earth, the only thing between us now is the truth we understand, how much of it we see.